This concert is in Salmon's Park, just outside the Winsmere Opera House, and it's one of three different public concerts going on this particular evening, all within three blocks inside the Arts District. The city council election in May is the first since the completion of the AT&T Performing Arts Center, Clyde Warren Park, and the Perot Museum. More than a dozen cultural groups are now physical and political neighbors in District 14. Dallas does have arts facilities outside of downtown, like the Oak Cliff Cultural Center. But the Arts District was developed specifically to help revitalize downtown, so the city has a significant financial stake in its success. Chris Heinbaugh is Vice President for External Affairs at the AT&T Performing Arts Center.
The district has become a driving force in tourism, in economic development, and so we want to make sure all our council have a strong understanding of that and a commitment to keeping that going.
By commitment, Heinbaugh means funding. In 2010 and 2011, the city was forced to cut back severely on its support of all its cultural facilities around town, including the Performing Arts Center. Ever since, arts groups have been looking for more reliable funding. One suggestion is a public improvement district, or PID. These levy a small additional tax on property owners in an area to help maintain and improve such things as lighting or landscaping. District 14 candidate Bobby Abtahi spoke at a recent public forum.
We need to look at adjacent commercial property owners and see how we can work either in some sort of tax increment deal or some sort of public-private partnership, because everything around us is benefiting from the Arts District.
And do you think the voters would approve that? Because they would have to.
Like everything else, you got to sell it right.
But there already are public improvement districts in the area. Catherine Cuellar is the new executive director of Dallas Arts District. It's a part of Downtown Dallas, Inc., which is a PID that's worked to upgrade safety and sidewalks.
Downtown Dallas, Inc., Uptown Arts District, Office of Cultural Affairs, all have different sources of public funding as well as private funding. And hopefully those groups are being strategic about the asks that they are making so that they are not competing for dollars.
Yet last month, Clyde Warren Park Chairman Jody Grant did just that. He started competing for public dollars. He proposed a tax assessment district only for Clyde Warren Park. It caught the Arts District groups by surprise. Despite their opposition, Grant went ahead and filed the paperwork with the city. But among the seven city council candidates in District 14, asking for even a small increase in taxes is where support for cultural groups breaks down. In a recent public forum, all seven candidates expressed strong personal support for the arts. They recalled their own cultural experiences. They extolled what the arts can do for a city. When it came to taxes, though, some candidates, like Chuck Cobdish, took a step back.
I'm not a fan of any sort of increase in taxes or fees. If we are certain that there is nothing else left to do, then we can take a look at some of these other means of steady funding.
Only one idea received universal backing. A third of all visitors to downtown Dallas cite arts events as a reason for their visit. In that case, the candidates agreed the city needs to do a better job promoting its cultural attractions. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.